Your attention.
Dr. Logan, you ready?
Thank you, Chair Henson. Thank you to the Regents, Dr. Caboni. Our information item today is just a continuation of what we have grown to do a custom to introduced by Chair Henson of showcasing some of the services for students in our division. And it gives me great pleasure today to be seated alongside Stephen Ray from our Campus Recreation and Wellness Department, to talk to you a little bit about the program and services in our Campus Recreation and Wellness Department. Stephen comes to us from Mississippi, where he spent 30 years in campus rec and sports, working with students to join Western Kentucky University, and has been with us for 16 years in the development of this program, this department, and the Preston Center. And it's a really great program, and you may know all about it. You may be new to the ideas of what we're doing at Campus Rec and Wellness, but this is an opportunity for us today to talk to you a little bit about what we're doing for the recreation and wellness of our students on campus. So I'm going to turn it over to Steve. Steve?
Dr. Ray, you're on mute.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Appreciate the opportunity to visit with everyone, to tell you a little bit about our facilities and programs and services and some of our accomplishments this past year, especially during the pandemic. I'll share a PowerPoint presentation with each of y'all. To the PowerPoint?
Yes.
In 2019, we made a decision to change our name from Intramural Recreation Sports to Campus Recreation and Wellness. This decision was made in part of the strategic plan for the university and a better identifies what we actually provide to our university community. Previously, our name was considered just intramural sports, and we're a lot more than intramural sports, as you will see. Our mission for the department is to provide quality program services and facilities that enhance each individual's opportunity for leisure, recreation, fitness, and wellness in relation to his or her overall personal development. And we have a slogan at the Preston Center and Campus Recreation and Wellness that we've created, where is to buy products. This is a brief organization chart showing the professional positions as well as our student positions on our staff and the graduate assistants that work for our department, in addition to several vacant positions here. This is a Photoshop of our staff. In addition to myself, three assistant directors, two coordinators, two office coordinators, and then we currently have 11 graduate assistants. In 1992, the Raymond B. Preston Health and Activity Center was built on campus and opened. In 2010, we had a 14,000 square foot expansion to the front of the building for a new fitness center, and did a complete remodel or renovation of the facility. We do have plans for phase three, as part of our strategic plan, to add a timing wall feature to the facility as well as the outdoor recreation venture center, and a MAC gym with support from a demonstration kitchen. Some of the areas of our facility, as you can see, we have a walking track, some 7 to a mile walking track. We have six gymnasium courts. We have an auditorium. We have a dance studio. And we have our fitness center, which are all in the Crescent Center. Also in the Crescent Center is our currently our outdoor recreation center. And our bike shop, bike repair shop, in this program we'll talk about. Also, in the facility is our health and fitness lab, where we provide opportunities for fitness assessment, and we do have massage therapy. The ADL Pressing Intermodal Sports Complex is about a mile and a quarter away from the campus, on South Campus. All our intramural sports and sports club activities are held at the complex. We do rent the facility out to both campus organizations and the community. And we have hosted many state, regional, and national softball tournaments and flag football tournaments. Also out of the Intermodal Sports Complex, we have a great partnership with the Athletic Department, where we took some of our acreage and we partnered in establishing the WKU tennis courts. Those are used by our intermediate tennis team, our sports clubs team, and our intermodal program. We also partnered with the Athletic Department to assist in locating the Philip Hatchett indoor golf facility out of the complex. Great partnership here with our men and women golf team. We do have the capabilities of our sports club golf team using the facility upon request. And in the future, academic classes may also have a possibility of using this facility here in Intermodal Way. Out of the Ag Farm, we have the WKU Challenge Course. We have both the high and low ropes course. This program was supported by a partnership with the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Kinesiology and Recreation Sports. The funding was through a grant and support through the College of Health and Human Services, as well as the Provost's Office. And this area provides opportunities for team building for our student groups on campus. We have academic classes. And we also work with the community to bring groups out for training. We have a six-hole disc golf course on campus. Currently, the course is closed. This is, we will relocate the course because Freshman Village is taking part in some of the area of our disc golf course. Upon the completion of the Freshman Village, we'll redesign our course so students will have that access to all. We have a great partnership with Gray Dillard Clinic, which is located at our health service building. This facility also houses the Communication Sciences and Disorders Clinic. It also houses three of our programs, Health Education Promotion, Philanthropic Nutrition, and our Student Wellness Initiative through WellView. Those offices are at the Health Services Building. The various programs that we offer to our students, faculty, and staff through aquatics. We have lap swimming, swimming lessons, lifeguard certifications, fitness. We have a group exercise program, health fitness lab, personal training, health education, working, better sports. Our outdoor recreation program is involved with our challenge force, equipment prep, rentals, adventure trips, bike shop, and as I mentioned, student wellness and hilltop nutrition, as well as the facility informal recreation program. The services that we provide to our patrons are free equipment checkout for informal recreation and outdoor recreation. We have a dial service and day lockers. We also rent the facility out to campus organizations as well as community organizations. We have group exercise classes. Our health education and prevention program, we provide HIV testing. We have a grocery bingo program that partners with Meijer. We have our Go Flow program, which provides products for our students in partnership with the Student Government Association. Stella Street Journal is a health promotion, which we work with Housing and Resident Life, and including that information in all the restrooms in the resident hall as well as building on campus. And we do have each other need total assessment for our students. You see the services that we provide for health in our fitness lab, from pre-health assessments to fitness assessment to workout plan. And we provide fitness assessments for all our faculty and staff through the employee wellness program. We have various instructional programs, and as I mentioned earlier, learn to swim programs, group and individual lessons. We have five different massage therapy that we offer. We have two certified massage therapists. Our memberships are open to students, faculty, staff, retirees, and alumni. And through a partnership with Airmark, our Hilltopper Nutrition program provides medical nutrition therapy, food allergy consultations, and general nutrition counseling. We've had to make several COVID adjustments this year. I'd like to give a shout out to our professional staff and student staff for making this happen. They've done an outstanding job. And the second shout out is to our students and our patrons, because they bought into our new policies and procedures and our enforcements, and that's why we've been successful this year throughout COVID. We have signage throughout the building. Students will require, all patrons required to wear their mask and do a temperature check before entry. We get verification and daily health checklist, and travel restrictions are asked at this time. We have the space capacity. Currently, it's 180 people in the facility at any one time outside of our offices. And so with that policy and part of the daily healthy at work guideline from the state, we can check our patrons in. And if they leave the facility, we check them out so we know what our capacity is. We have two examples. The one on the left is our new court. It's a gymnasium, multi-purpose gymnasium court that we have used in the past, but because of COVID requirements, we've taken half the equipment out of our fitness center and put it on the new court, so all the equipment is available to our patients throughout the year. And we have to space all the equipment out by 8 to 10 feet, so we have to move a lot of our equipment into the gym. The example to the right is our dance studio where we have our group exercise classes. And the squares on the floor are exercise areas for our patients. At the current time, we can only have 15 people in the room, and they have their own space. After their exercise and equipment, they put all their equipment in the space. They leave directly, and our staff have to sanitize the equipment. This is the same with our outdoor program. And I'd like to share some accomplishments with the group. We've implemented all the healthy at work guidelines for fitness centers, gymnasiums, nanatoriums, challenge course, and sport complexes per the governor's initiative, as well as our daily health checklist for the university. We've done some different things for our students and our patrons. Not only have we provided them with face-to-face programs based on the Healthy at Work guidelines, but we've created virtual mediums through our social media outlets where if they're not interested in face-to-face activity, they can go online and participate in group exercise classes and nutrition classes and through some of our activities. We also have an appointment program, online appointment and registration program. So if you have an appointment in our health and fitness lab or at our health education promotion, health doctor nutrition, food wellness areas, they make our appointment, they park outside, we call them into a facility when their appointment is available. We've had a great partnership with the Academic Affairs, the GANS program, because of space capacity restrictions, we have hosted all the GANS programs in our facility on one of our courts. It's been a great partnership. It's been very successful for us and as well as the GANS program. We require our students to have certification from first aid in CPR. American Red Cross provided an outstanding online instructor certification program this year. We felt it was very, very successful for the students and very good learning app that we use to train all our students. For our group exercise instructors, American Cancer Exercise did a similar online instructor certification program that we utilize for our group exercise instructors. And we've had many partnerships this year because of COVID, and we'll continue those partnerships. One was with the Student Dietetic Association on campus through Health Doctor Nutrition. We provided 100 health and sack punches to Hotel Inc. this year. This weekend, we were having a wilderness responder and first aid certification course for those students interested in outdoor education. We have 25 students who will be going through that certification process this weekend. Of course, I mentioned about our faculty. Employee wellness program and continuing to have great relationships and provide fitness assessments and technical assessments to our faculty and staff on campus. And once a month, we partner with Karen through their health department in providing monthly HIV testing for our students, faculty, and staff. And we have various partnerships that we continue to have. Boulder Nutrition Academy runs our intramural sports complex, and they have an 8-man high school flag football team that they practice and play games there. We have a partnership with Logan County School System, Franklin Simpson High School, and Boulder Green High School now, where they utilize our swimming pool for high school practices outside the hours of our normal operation. So I appreciate the opportunity to present our facilities and program services to you. And if you have any questions of me, I'll be glad to answer.
Dr. Ray, I'd make one comment. With COVID and even before COVID struck, a lot more attention being spent toward mental health on university campuses. And are you doing anything extra or special with Grace Gilbert Clinic or otherwise to address the burgeoning mental health issues among students and faculty and staff?
At I've overseen the student health insurance plan, and through that plan, we have a 24/7 call-in availability to talk to a professional when it comes down to mental health. We work with our counseling center in Becky Crowe's office in providing programs for our students, both through our health education promotion program with the partnership through the counseling department. And Braysville Clinic also works very closely with the counseling office to provide the opportunity for our students to have personal counseling on a need basis.
One other comment I'd like to make, and I won't bore people with this too much, you've heard me speak about it before, but when it comes to the importance of sleep and the sleep deprivation epidemic, which is all over America, but particularly on university campuses, if we're not doing anything with the virtual media classes or instructional classes, I would suggest that might be an area where there's a lot of low-hanging fruit in terms of educating and promoting better sleep habits as a way for mental and physical health and educational attainment.
We do have a, through health education and promotion, we do have an educational session each semester involving healthy lifestyles on campus. That is one program that we do offer to our students during each semester.
Anyone have any more questions for Dr. Murray? By the way, wow, that's fantastic. I knew about the Preston Center, but I had no idea that there was so much more to it than just the Preston Center. So quite impressive presentation, and that's kind of wow. Thank you.
No, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
Mr. Dr. Logan, do you have anything you want to say?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. We were coordinating our microphones and speakers, as you can hear, a little feedback loop that Steve and I have established here in this conference room. You would think that after a year of being Zoom professionals, we would be experts in our audio-visual presentation, but I apologize for any synchronous or asynchronous sounds that you're hearing. I do want to say a couple things. Before I talk about the Preston Center, I do want to go back to the comment about student mental health. Through partnership with the CPE, Western Kentucky University, along with the other institutions in higher education in Kentucky, are working on two programs that are in addition to what we have on campus through our campus wellness and through our counseling. That is both an online therapy assistance resource program for both faculty, staff, and students. And that is called TAO, TAO, Therapy Assistance Online, which is a program that the state is promoting and sponsoring for this next year. And we're trying to get in place before the end of term so students are introduced to it and can use it as a resource. It's an online resource with information on mental health issues and considerations. It helps. It's a guided process that helps take the student to a resource and direct them to a resource for in person, if they fall. As well as mental health first aid training for faculty and staff on campus to help provide skill set to help staff in their initial interaction with students in crisis to be able to identify that and be able to help find a way to get them to immediate resources as they need. But back to campus recreation wellness, I would like to really highlight this program this year overall, just because of the additional challenges that they had, in addition to our Healthy on the Hill guidelines, the additional challenges that were put in place for gymnasiums and recreational areas that they had to also adhere to as well. But in the way that they adapted to that, the way that they were able to continue to provide their programming with the additional challenges and restrictions in place is commendable. This is a staff that is predominantly student and graduate assistant, more so than professional staff. And so it's also a learning laboratory for the students, especially these graduate students who are receiving degrees in recreation, sports, exercise, kinesiology, etc. And so this is a great learning laboratory as well. It's a functional unit of recreation and wellness for our students on campus. It's a great partnership, as you see, across academic units and across our health and wellness components of the institution. And it has truly benefited from the leadership of Stephen Ray and his team over the last 16 years in the cultivation of what is our current campus recreation and wellness center today. And I wanted to recognize Steve particularly for his leadership and contributions, as he will be retiring this year. We're very happy that he has this opportunity, but we truly appreciate his contribution to our Western community today. So thank you, Steve.
Does anyone have any questions for Dr. Logan? Sharon Higgin, we just all file a report from Student Affairs. Thank you.
Thank you, Regent Henson. Take a short poll of the board. We got two sections left, executive committee, and in a short executive session. Do you want to take a break now? We will have to break as we clear the room for executive session. Everybody make it through the next section, executive section? Okay, I'm hearing nods, yes. We'll move now to the